Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Been good, so good.
Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 1 this morning. We'll continue in our thought concerning the men of God this morning. Peter said, "The elders which are among you I exhort, whom I am also an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." He said, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, take him the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but for a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. When the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Our Heavenly Father, now God, this morning as we call upon your name, Lord, as we have so many times before, thanking you for the grace and the mercy, Lord, that you've shed abroad in our lives this week, Lord. And God, your tender hand has been upon us, O God of heaven. Lord, you've kept us from harm's way and have provided everything we've needed, God, that our cup has certainly run over. And we thank you this morning, God, for answering prayer. And our Lord of heaven, all that you've done for us, O God, I just want to bless and uplift your wonderful name this morning, God. I pray that our Lord of heaven, that those that we made mention this morning that are sick, and those this morning upon the bed of affliction this morning, God, I pray, and I pass by their way this morning, God, lay your hand upon them, and I raise them up according to your will this morning, God. Those that are struggling this morning, God, and that are battling the storm, or God, that trouble has come to their door, I pray, as they look unto you this morning, God, that you'd be their keeper this morning, God. You'd send reinforcements, oh Lord. You'd encourage their heart this morning to wait upon you, O God. And for those this morning, God, that feel like the weight of the world's upon their shoulders this morning, God, that you might pass by their way, give them a second wind, God, help them to keep putting one foot in front of the other this morning, God. Lord, those this morning that feel like, Lord, that everything they're doing, God of heaven, is just falling apart, is in vain this morning, God, remind them of your precious word this morning, God, that the work that they do for you this morning, God, is not in vain, that even a cup of cold water that's given in the name of Christ shall not go unrewarded this morning. I pray you be in the midst of your people wherever they're gathered together this morning. I save to the uttermost this morning, God, I pray. I encourage your men, God, as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. Anoint them fresh and anew this morning, God. Give them power and authority this morning, God, to stand and preach the whole counsel of God this morning without apology. This morning, oh God, I pray, have your way and your will this morning in our life and all of this. I will thank you and praise you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. Reading the first four verses this morning of 1 Peter chapter 5, I want to preach simply upon the pastor. Four things here that Peter said in these four verses. I believe this morning that summate what a pastor is or what he does. What we can expect out of a pastor this morning. I'm certainly not dealing with all the issues of the life and duties of a pastor, but I do want to shed some light on the person in that position of the pastor this morning. I realize some men take their role as a pastor too lightly, while others take theirs to the extreme. Some congregations see him as nothing more than a second-rate paper boy that comes and delivers a message and then goes on his way, while some revere their pastor as the fourth man in the Trinity, and none of these observations are correct. Amen. I consider first of all his position. Amen. I say the church ought to respect the pastor. Amen. As the office of a pastor and as the man, but also realize that he's also flesh and blood this morning. The pastor, though he's in the position of authority, he's still part of the body. He's still a cog in the wheel. Thank God that this morning, the church ought to fellowship and love their pastor this morning. Amen. I'd hate to know I had to go to church every Sunday to a pastor I didn't respect, to a man I didn't love, a dear friend to preach me the word of God. Amen. A dear friend, there ought to be a connection between the pastor and the congregation, and not just on Sunday either. Amen. I thank God this morning, preacher, the church don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I've heard some preachers say don't get too close to the congregation. You can't be stern with them. You can't make tough decisions. And they'll just end up breaking your heart. But I wonder, how in the world can you pastor from a distance? Man, how in the world can you tend to the flock if you're not among them this morning? If you don't feel what they feel? Man, if you're not connected, associated? Man, dear friend, with the flock this morning? Dear friend, you ought to follow the lead of the pastor this morning. If he's God's man, follow him. Amen. Quit trying to poke holes in his decisions. Man, if it's not against the scriptures, if you can't find a chapter and verse in your King James Bible wherein your pastor's going in the wrong direction, then thank God, set up, set down, and follow the man of God this morning. Man, God uses the chain of command. Man, and God speaks to the man of God what he'd have you to hear from God this morning. Well, I've heard some say, I don't care what he says. I'm against it. Amen. Brother, you better be careful this morning. He's still God's anointed. Amen. Dear friend, and God will deal with you somewhere down the line. Dear friend, you're to fortifying by lifting him up. Amen. Encourage him. I'm not talking about bragging on him. Dear friend, but I'm talking about like Aaron and Hur when they Moses was in the Israelites was in the battle. They got on one side or the other and held up the hands of the man of God this morning. Amen. You're not ever talked down about your pastor. Amen. You may not agree with some of the things he does. Amen. But you ought to swallow it. Get in your prayer closet and tell God about it. Amen. Dear friend, he's the face of the church. Amen. He's the first one that folks associate with your church is the pastor. And brother, if all you've done in the community with your family and relatives, your co-workers, is talk bad about your pastor, talk down, man, they'll never respect the man of God in the pulpit this morning. Dear friend, so you better consider his position. And then secondly, consider his preaching. Man, that's his calling for life. Man, that wasn't his choice of vocation. Man, dear friend, that wasn't his choice in career. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God calls a man to preach. Man, pastoring is a calling, but it's also an appointment. Amen. The man of God ought to have a desire for the office. Amen. Dear friend, because that man this morning is responsible for the salvation of those that hear him this morning. Romans 10 and 12 said, how shall they call upon him whom they've not believed, and how shall they believe upon him whom they've not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe this morning. To those that perish, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. But to us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. It still takes the old-fashioned preaching of the Word of God this morning. Paul told Timothy this morning to preach the Word. Amen. He didn't say preach from the Word. He didn't say preach about the Word. He certainly didn't say preach around the Word. He said preach the Word, rebuke, reprove, and exhort. Amen. Two-thirds of your preaching is going to be negative. I hear people all the time say, preacher, I just want to hear something good. It seems like every time you get up, you deal with this or deal with that. I'd just like to hear a positive message. Amen. God said rebuke and reprove. And then when you get through, then exhort them. Amen. I know we need encouraging every once in a while. And I'll tell you what, I need more encouraging. Rather, I need to keep this flesh in line. Amen. And the only thing that's going to do that, brother, is the preaching of the Word of God. Isaiah 58 said, lift up thy voice, cry aloud, amen, and show my people their sins. Amen. I thank God this morning he's got a duty and obligation before all things. Amen. Before he's a plumber, before he's an electrician, before he's a janitor,
driver, before he's a taxi cab driver, thank God the pastor is a preacher in the house of God. Amen. Let everything else go. But brother, he better preach. Paul's greatest fear, 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, at least when I preach to others, I myself have become a castaway. Amen. What a shame for the preacher to fall by the wayside. I didn't say we wasn't capable of it. Rather, we're vulnerable like everybody else. That's why you ought to pray for the man of God. Amen. It's a shame that the sin that many have messed their lives up in, disqualified themselves, disgraced themselves. Amen. The sorrow of surrender. So many have, dear friend, taken down their shingle, closed up their Bible. Amen. And put it up on the shelf. Amen. God's calling is without repentance. Amen. The Bible said there's no discharge in this war, brother. God gave you a calling for the rest of your life. I dear friend, to preach the word of God. I dear friend, the sway of sedition. Many have compromised what they used to preach. Changed their mind and their standards. Turned a blind eye. Amen. I thank God this morning the Bible said that. I dear friend, the prophets preach lies and my people love to have it so. Amen. Paul dealt with the qualifications of a pastor in 1 Timothy and Titus. That's a shame now in those days. I can't even pass the first two. But Peter deals with the quality of a pastor. Amen. Hebrews 13. He said, remember them that have the rule over you, whose faith follow. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit to them. Amen. As they must give an account. I dear friend, and then he finally said, salute them that have the rule over you. Amen. And honor them this morning. Thirdly, consider his principles. Amen. The core values, the beliefs in which the pastor is anchored in this morning. If there's anybody in the congregation that ought to be steadfast, unmovable, unchangeable, it ought to be the man of God that stands behind the pulpit. Amen. I'll tell you where the problem lies in our churches nowadays. While they've gone liberal, while they've changed their dress code, while they've let down their standards, while they've changed Bibles, amen. Dear friend, while they've ordained men that's not qualified biblically to fill the office, I'll tell you why. Because that man behind the pulpit, brother's not standing his ground, amen. The church may change, brother. The church may vote in some things, but brother, they'll do it while I tender my resignation. Amen. Brother, I'm not hanging around for a paycheck. God called me to preach the word of God. Amen. Not to bat an eye. Dear friend, I'm telling you, that man behind the pulpit, first of all, ought to want to be there. God ought not have to twist your arm. Amen. Thank God this morning I've had to take a lot of jobs in my life that I didn't like. Amen. My heart wasn't in it. I dreaded getting up every morning and going in. And thank God at the end of the day, I was glad it was over with. But I'll tell you, thank God, when God called me to preach and called me to be a pastor, brother, I've had bad days, yes. There's been times, brother, but I'll tell you, brother, I've never found as much joy in serving God, amen, as being in the will of God and being a pastor, amen. That's right, brother. It's more than just getting up on Monday morning and going to the dry cleaners. It's more than just sitting on the sofa eating Doritos and watching soap operas. It's more than just typing, I thank God, on the internet, www.lazypreacher.com. Brother, I'm telling you, the pastor that's worth his salt, I love his people. I love the position that God's put him in. He'll see it out as his desire, not just a duty. Amen. He won't be motivated by finances. Amen. Dear friend, whether the church can provide or not, God will. Amen. I believe the church ought to take care of the man of God. And I believe God will bless the church and how they take care of the man of God this morning. Dear friend, but his preaching ought not to be for sale. Amen. To the highest bidder. And if a church down the road, brother, offers him a little more money and a little better place to live and a little nicer car to drive, he ought not be persuaded. Amen. Get where God wants you. Amen. And stand your ground. If you've just got a handful, that handful needs a shepherd. That handful needs a pastor. They need somebody to preach to them, just like a congregation of 500 does. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, let me give you these four things that Peter mentioned concerning the pastor. Now, first of all, we find in verse number 2, he gives us the assignment that the pastor has. He said, feed the flock. Amen. Set the table. Amen. That is the primary responsibility of the man of God. Amen. What good does it do? Amen. Hey, if the grass has been mowed and the carpet's been vacuumed, amen. And dear friend, the walls have been painted, dear friend, but the pastor gets up and don't have a message on Sunday. Amen. If I expect the congregation to go out and bring them in, brother, they ought to expect the man of God to have something more, dear friend, than a poem. Amen. Now, he might preach something he's already preached before. And if he does, thank God you got it marked in your Bible. I just put another mark by it. Amen. God. Hey, dear friend, how many times we sung Amazing Grace in the choir? Amen. I thank God those songs in the old red hymnal. Amen. We've sung 1,000 times. And the preacher used an outline he used 5 years ago. Amen. He's preaching a rerun. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Amen. You need to hear it again. As far as I know, John the Baptist only had 2 messages in the at the time of his ministry. And the first one was repent, for the kingdom of God's at hand. And the second one was on adultery. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, the pastor has an obligation, first and foremost, to set the table. Amen. To study the word. Amen. Dear friend, to give the milk, the meat, the manna. Amen. To feed. To give the bread of life. It's the soul food this morning. Amen. And preaching will put meat on your bones. Amen. Thank God that's your assignment this morning, Pastor. Before anything else this morning, if there's no widows that get visited, you ought to fire your deacons. Amen. If nobody else, I thank God, gets a visit from the pastor, he better be loaded with both barrels. Amen. Ready to stand and preach the word of God. Amen. And then secondly, notice his authority. Amen. And if any said in verses number 2, take him the oversight thereof. Amen. Not only to feed the flock, but to be the foreman. Amen. Dear friend, God has set you up. Amen. He, the pastor, is God's middleman. To receive instruction, direction, insight, vision for the church. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, the man of God this morning is the authority. Everything that goes on the church or to go through him. Amen. Not just for permission, dear friend, and because he's responsible. Amen. Dear friend, I'd hate to know to pull in the parking lot and see the fellowship hall lights on and there's having a Tupperware party out there and the pastor didn't know anything about it. Brother, I'm telling you, you better realize that the pastor is the authority that God has set up over his church. Amen. I thank God this morning. And then notice his accountability. Amen. Peter said here in verses number 3 that, dear friend, that we're examples to the flock. Amen. It starts with the man of God. He sets the standard. Yes, the man of God ought to live a step above. He's not any better than anyone else. But brother, he's the one that sets the pace. He's not perfect. Amen. But I'll tell you, if he don't know how to dress, amen, how in the world can the rest of the congregation? Amen. I said it, preacher, and I didn't bat an eye. Write me a letter. Amen. Dear friend, listen. The man of God ought to look respectable. He ought to be respectable in the community. And then finally, notice the anticipation. Amen. He said in verses 4, we can look to the chief shepherd. Amen. I thank God the man of God is to please God and not man. The pastor is going to answer to God and not man. And the pastor is going to be rewarded by God and not man. Amen. Now the mill may, after 25 or 40 years, give you a gold watch and a 401k. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, by the grace of God, I want to fight the good fight. I want to finish my course. And thank God, want to keep the faith. Amen. Hey, dear friend, to do what God's called me to do. Dear friend, oh man of God, you're a pastor. Preach the word. And may the Lord richly bless you for it, is my prayer.